And we're back. And I'm with one of my favorites.
Of course
Ms.
I am.
Beth Steed. She doesn't need any introduction. This is season 3, episode 21. And as promised last episode, breast cancer awareness.
It is breast cancer awareness month.
So, I wanted to have my girl on to kind of take over the podcast for me today. She does a great job of, talking about this month. We do a lot of inside things to represent this month. If you remember, she was heavily active during Driver Appreciation Week. And she keep us in line and make absolute sure that we represent
there's these absolutely things, right? Keeping y'all in line.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So she tried to keep us in line. Yeah.
Some days I just throw up my hands. Yes. So we are talking about breast cancer awareness. And you always say that I take over, which is entirely true. It's hard because we're both the babies of our family. So we both have a tendency to want to be the star of our own shows. Well, so, but either way. Okay. So breast cancer awareness. One, Boyd Brothers does a really great job highlighting this for, of course, obviously our female employees, and then talking about, how important it is for self-checks and, mammograms and all of that. It's hit close to home here at Boyd more than once, unfortunately. Thankfully, we have all survivors. And that's one of the biggest things that I like to talk about is the fact that we do have the survivors from it. But we do know people who have lost their battle. So what I wanted to talk about a little bit today was one, our pink truck, obviously. Felicia's truck, is our, it's our role and display of our commitment to breast cancer awareness and how committed Boyd is to spreading the word and being an advocate for women and men, which we'll talk about.
Yeah,
you get surprised every time
because it's just you never really hear stories from men.
That's right, but it is
during this time and during these months. So I like that, you raised that awareness being in a male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. Guys need to be checked.
They do, yeah. 100%.
Definitely. You just never know.
You don't.
Think that's a very rare, it's rare, but, from what I hear, it's more common than I may know. So
It really is. So really and truly, men started getting more of a voice in this around 2009. They actually came out with their own group, Out of the Shadow of Pink. It's a man globally established group. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about Felicia's truck.
All right.
Because it didn't start out as Felicia's truck. It started out with
Myron. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you remember.
Oh, man, I remember all drivers.
No, I know you remember Myron. I just didn't know if you remembered that he got the truck first.
Yeah, I remember Annie.
I was going to say.
I remember.
His sweet mama.
Yep.
So Myron drove that truck for, almost a full year before he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of his family members took over for a little while. Lattimore. There we go. And so he drove it for a little bit, and then in come
Felicia.
The queen herself.
Yep.
Felicia.
And it's crazy how everything just kind of messed up with the
literally
name and
did.
All. So
it did.
Unique story.
It really is. And, she drove it as a company driver for a couple of years. Then she leased it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June of this year,
she paid it off.
She paid that sucker off. So it is officially hers. I love, and I'm sure you get this too, and if people get this, please comment on here. But I will be at work, or I'll be at home on the weekends, or driving down the road or whatever, and I'll get a text, "Hey, I just saw y'all's truck. Oh my gosh, how cool is that?" And people still get so excited when they see it, and I'm like, that old thing. Of course.
Yep.
But of course, Felicia does keep it beautiful. Of course, she's beautiful herself too. So it doesn't hurt having a beautiful driver with a beautiful truck. So.
Yep.
We love talking about the pink truck. We love focusing on it. But back to male breast cancer, it is rare. It's generally overlooked because guys don't think about doing the self-checks. But guys, you're not immune. It's not a girl disease. It does happen. So, and I was doing a little bit of research before we came down here because, I like numbers and like to throw out some stats to make myself sound smart sometimes. But in 2024, more than 360,000 people, that's men and women, will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just the older we get, and let's face it, you're not getting any younger.
I can't
tell. Okay. I mean, but seriously, the older we get, the more we've got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and getting our checks and everything. I did find out this really cool idea.
Fun facts.
Well, it's not a fun fact.
Not
it's,
a fun fact?
Well, It kind of could be a fun fact. Called a Hope Kit. It's through the National Breast Cancer Awareness. And individuals and companies and anyone can volunteer and sponsor a Hope Kit box. And you can pick someone to send a Hope Kit box to. So if you know someone who's a survivor, who's a current patient, who's won their battle, or, you know, whoever, you can go onto the National Breast Cancer Awareness site and you can send a Hope Kit to someone.
Wow.
And these kids, I was reading some of the stories on there, and I'm telling you, it's really cool, like how just, and it's everything from a simple pair of socks to snacks to books to educational things, but there's a lot in these Hope Kits, and I really thought those were really, really cool to see. So I bought one.
If anyone want to know that phone number, email address, or what do you need to contact it, it's right here.
Yep.
And you guys, you know, have at it.
Yes, I would love
her. I think that is a, I thank you for mentioning that on this podcast, but I'm always, you know me, I'm always for helping people.
Oh, 100%.
I've been helped out a lot and just kind of paying back. I like to kind of do things like that around the holidays and in situations like this.
Oh, 100%.
It means a lot to people. So definitely.
Yes, so I really highly encourage everybody to do that. Now, we can talk about some lesser known facts about breast cancer.
What?
Well, did you know that breast cancer doesn't always come in the form of a lump?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
I figured that, you know, it was...
I just always assumed that, too.
There you go.
No. Nope, it does not. Having a male relative who has had breast cancer significantly increases your chances, male or female.
Wow.
Yeah. Maintaining a healthy weight can reduce breast cancer risk. You don't have to learn how to do a self-exam. There, of course, are, you know, the cards that can be, you know, most doctor's offices have them. You can get cards from the National Breast Cancer Awareness site. But there are cards to help you, but you don't have to learn.
Somebody that show you what your size should be depending on your height and...
Well,
because I know the recommended size for me, I just... I don't really like that recommended size for a 6'5" guy. If that's what you're talking about, the right size.
About the cards on how to learn how to do a self-exam.
Okay, bet. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For men and women.
I was just making sure whenever you start talking about the cards about
So Nick is super conscious.
6'5" man should be like 195 pounds, and there's no way.
Wait, what? You're not 195?
Oh, man. Built like an action figure.
Right, yeah.
265.
Yeah. Whew, he thinks he's G.I. Joe, ladies and gentlemen. Far from it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's get back on topic.
Back on track after Nick has to do his self-plug on how he's the next G.I. Joe. But the last lesser-known breast cancer fact is drinking several glasses of alcohol daily significantly increases your risk. Would not have thought that.
Oh.
So, cut back on your alcohol.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got a lot of positive things happening this month. You know, of course, we'll do our Think Pink pictures for Birmingham and Clayton and do that whole broadcast out. But, you know, I think that's about all I've got on it.
And not besides breast cancer awareness, just a couple, let's talk about a couple of things that's kind of going on in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody, you know, with the storm that's going on down in Florida.
Milton.
I know we have some guys. That's in that area. We're doing a good job of getting guys moved out of that area, moving up to safer land. It's just unfortunate that they was just hit by a storm and things are still kind of wet down there.
Exactly.
So if you have any family members down there, you know, definitely stay in contact with them. Make sure you get them, make sure that they're in a safe spot.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do to get people taken care of. And if you can help out anywhere, definitely try to help out where you can. And, you know, to drivers, make sure you stay alert over the weekend. We had a pretty good big weekend helping people prepare for that storm.
We did.
And you know, I like times like this to where, you know, everybody just, the world just kind of come together to kind of take care of
each other. I think it shows our strength as a world and as a company and as a group of family that we are, having that, you know, but you're absolutely right. It is still very saturated down there. They're talking storm surges of 12 to 15 feet. So please guys, be as safe and conscientious as you can. Make sure everything is tarped. You know, but mainly take care of yourselves and your family.
There you go. And I'm glad that you mentioned safety, because it's safety first and safety always here, guys. So just make sure you're doing your DVRs post-trip, doing your 50-mile load checks. You know, things are getting very critical. Things are getting tight. We're kind of reaching those major holidays right now, guys. So, you know, lanes will probably change up a little bit. Most companies, once they hit the end of the year, they're at their budget. So, you know, to make absolute sure that we're still earning the type of paychecks that we've gotten accustomed to, just make sure you're talking to your fleet managers to, you know, change and line up a little bit if you need to.
Yeah.
This is the time of need with the holidays and all coming. 100%. So maybe invest your time in staying out a little bit, too, because that's always there's always ways to make extra money. Just make sure you're reaching out to the proper channels.
That's all right. Communication is key in this. So in anything we can do here on the sales op side, please don't hesitate to ask.
I'm going to do it a little different today, because I've always closed every podcast. I'm going to see who all listen to my podcast. Beth, can you close us today?
Well, guys, if you're looking for a trucking career instead of a trucking job,
boo, she did it wrong. And Callie, you better not cut this. All right, guys. Anybody watching this episode, you
catch us on
TikTok,
media,
YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, any other social media site out there. Until,
you know what? Hold on.
Anyone that's looking for a truck driving career instead of a truck driving job, go boy.